Saskatoon. Highlight reels were plentiful, and so were the many memorable moments that came from Saskatoon playing host to the Grand Slam of Curling December 12-17 at Murley's Belcher Place. 16 of the top men's and women's teams from Canada, the USA and the world competed for the championship. The event included 16 round-robin draws along with 4 tiebreakers that led into playoffs December 16 and 17. A remarkable 15 of the games went into extra ends, with one of Canada's top curlers, Kevin Koa, involved in 3 of those extra end games. The youngest team competing, Team Craik of Scotland, may not have had the week they had hoped for, but they were deemed giant slayers, defeating Team Koa in an extra end on the final day, gaining legions of new fans along the way. Saskatoon's Grand Slam Curling offered a first-time rock star opportunity for students from Greystone Heights, with teachers Jen Hogg and Eric Walker say, "Curling is the quintessential Canadian experience for those who have never been part of it before." Out of the 56 students who attended, the supervising teacher said likely only 2 or 3 of them have had any kind of curling connection or experience. The sport of curling has continually looked for ways to inspire and encourage new curlers to experience Canada's game and become part of it. From the excitement of these students, it was clearly evident some of them will be back at a curling rink at some time in the near future. Bonding over bags of chips, Saskatoon Co-op was a major sponsor and, as part of the week-long event, gave out hundreds of bags of their potato chips as part of guest interaction at their booth on the concourse. Everyone from players to fans shared in rock talk around the arena while enjoying the salty snack. More than 150 volunteers backed a committee of 8, ensuring the event showcased all the best of Saskatchewan hospitality, and helping Curl Saskatoon generate more than $30,000 through 50-50 sales. Volunteers also did a crowd sweep at the Saturday semifinals, generating more than $6,400 for the Sandra Schmerler Foundation. A special presentation was made just before the semifinal to the Jim Pattinson Children's Hospital NICU on behalf of the Sandra Schmerler Foundation. Curling teams that practiced at other rinks interacted with players in those communities, as well as having on-ice events with junior curlers. Team Carruthers, who are well known for their engagement with youth curlers, held an event on the morning of December 17 with young Saskatoon and area curlers. Former competitive curler, Ryan Fry, brought his 2014 Sochi Olympic gold medal for display at the Gold Line booth, and hundreds of people got to admire it while kids in attendance dreamed of one day having the opportunity to compete as a curler in the Olympics themselves. Fry's remarkable story doesn't stop there, as he is now coaching Italy's team Ritornas, who captured their 3rd consecutive Grand Slam title this season in Saskatoon. Team Ritornas have been gaining fans consistently this season as they rack up the wins. Skip Joel Ritornas garnered much attention with a hat that simply said, "Trucks," and at the final, fans were also wearing the same hat in support of him and his team. Team Botcher had a little fun and hit a recording studio to sing a popular Christmas carol, and the video was not only shared at the rink but virally through social media channels. Scotland had 4 men's team competing, with Team White winning their way to the championship, including an astounding 3 straight elimination games on December 16 that began with a 7 a.m. tiebreaker. Their championship final against Team Italy was the best display of curling strategy and shots, although it resulted in a 1-point loss for Team White. As another host of volunteers dismantled the curling venue for it to be returned to its natural home to Huskies Hockey, people left the rink smiling, sharing their memories of the week-long event and reveling in the great opportunity to be part of the best in curling right here in Saskatchewan. In the last end, the rock stars delivered and fans maintained curling rocks.